Work for the fallen. God is now working for his people, but how many do not recognize between the work of God and a strange work? Drawing aside the veil which conceals the glory of God, it shows him in his place, high and holy and lifted up, not in a state of solitude, but surrounded by 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands of holy, happy beings, every one waiting to hear the message and to do his bidding. All heaven is in active communication with every part of the universe through a variety of channels, and that Holy One is actually stooping, bending from his throne, listening to every sound uttered, observing the movements of every earthly power. It is the highest being condescending to the lowliest, approving or condemning every action which is developed. He is interested in the oppressed and sends messengers to engage in the work in connection with the gospel for the beings who have corrupted their whole mind and thoughts. Thus, they are placed in connection with truth and righteousness. But unless they become righteous themselves, they will contaminate others. There is a work to be done for our world, but if the way of the Lord is not distinctly followed, to put them in the way of life through conversion, there is reason to be afraid lest Satan shall introduce himself to work the abandoned ones that our institutions undertake to help. Satan, in playing a game of life for the souls of men and women for whom Christ has died. In our zeal to do a work for the Lord, we must be sure we are not going before Christ, in the place of following after Christ.